free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. This is Free Your Consciousness. I'm Doug. My website, DougMichaelTruth.com. It's been a little while, but it's nice to spend time with you again. And I'm glad you're spending time with me. So much is unfolding in the world. Events are rapidly accelerating. And I'd like to just talk about a couple of them here in this presentation. Once again, thanks for your time. The title of this presentation is Targeted for Extermination. We are rapidly reaching the point of no return as Western society faces its engineered destruction. The fact that it's gotten this far and still goes largely unnoticed leaves those who can see the obvious utterly astounded at the average thinking person's complete lack of awareness and willful denial of the seriousness of the situation. Illegal immigration has become a serious problem in the U.S. and Western Europe. This is a long-standing plan to flood Western society with people of vastly different cultures to destabilize the nations where this is occurring, which is overwhelmingly countries whose populations are of European descent. Although it still may go largely unnoticed, the white race is being targeted for extermination. Actually, the entire human race is being targeted currently for depopulation, but there is a particular focus on the white race. In the areas that have the highest surges in migration, crime has spiked tremendously, as you would expect. New York City is a prime example, as 10,000 invaders per month have placed a massive burden on New York taxpayers as they are fleeced to pay for the destruction of their own city. Even an ignorant, completely oblivious lefty dullard can understand that these numbers are unsustainable. The problem is that so many are just too dumb to begin to see the problem, and they can't get past their identity politics or virtue signaling nonsense. Basic math confuses and eludes them. In 2023, more than 2,500 police left the force in New York due to serious strains on the department and cops being forced to work massive overtime due to staff shortages and budget cuts. Now, Mayor Eric Adams is proposing cutting the force by an additional 6,000. This is being done to feed and house illegal migrants while Americans, including tens of thousands of veterans, get the shaft. New Yorkers, indeed all Americans, where this crisis is taking place, have been sold out for a political agenda. But it goes much deeper than that. This is a long-standing plan to destroy Western society, and unfortunately it's working. The cost to New York tax chattel to feed and house the illegal invaders is about $5 million per day. With the ongoing invader crisis, there are now over 100,000 homeless people in New York City. Not a dime is allocated to struggling Americans, but Adams is proposing giving illegals debit cards worth $10,000 each. Migrants will not even have to show identification, and there is no fraud protection system in place, so you can see the potential for abuse. Adams recently claimed that New York is full, that it can't take in any more invaders, and yet he is incentivizing them with huge sums of taxpayer money. Veterans and American homeless people are being turned away from shelters and services to allocate resources to law-breaking invaders. This is what the politicians and bureaucrats think of their constituents. They are viewed as tax chattel to be used and fleeced to finance the invaders that will destroy their cities. So tell me, what does a communist takeover look like? People are being used as weapons to destabilize entire nations at the expense of the people who were born and raised in those countries. It's estimated that around 10 million illegal invaders have crossed the border since Biden was installed into the presidency. Since September 2023, the average has been around 200,000 per month. Again, even a fool can understand that these numbers are unsustainable. Many of the illegals are coming from war-torn regions that have been on the receiving end of American and NATO bombs, and their hatred for the West and America especially runs very deep. Are terrorist cells and proxy armies being flooded into Western countries? Of course. As you would expect, this massive influx of people is placing enormous financial strain on American cities where sanctuary status has been declared, not to mention the places along the border that are dealing with this invasion. In 2023 alone, New York City spent a staggering $1.4 billion of extorted tax money on immigration. New York is expected to spend $4.2 billion in 2024 and $4.9 billion in 2025 on housing for illegal migrants. States like Colorado and Illinois have spent tens of millions on migration as their cities, such as Chicago and Denver, are devastated by the sheer numbers alone, not to mention the soaring crime rates. Many mayors and governors have suggested that Americans take migrant families into their homes to help stem the tide of their administration's disastrous policies. How many migrant families have these politicians taken into their homes? That's right. Zero. The vast majority of illegals entering into the U.S. and Western Europe are military-aged young men. Now that should sound the alarm to anyone living in the countries that are being overrun, but as always, the masses sleep on, oblivious to the situation. In American blue cities, district attorneys often do not prosecute immigrants who have committed violent and heinous crimes because prosecuting criminals who are here illegally, well, you know, that would be racist. In early 2024, New York Governor Kathy Hochul deployed 750 National Guard troops to the New York subway system to deal with the exploding crime rates in New York City. Hochul also deployed 250 state police to the subways, and they are conducting random bag searches on commuters.
But that.
Meanwhile, illegal invaders that commit violent crimes are set free with no charges. The war is against the American people, in this case, New Yorkers. When crime is legalized and weaponized and goes unpunished, well then, you know you're being ruled by criminals. The deployment of military troops in New York is not about keeping people safe, as Hochul has declared. It is about desensitizing the public to military presence as we move closer and closer towards a total police state. Involving the military in domestic law enforcement is a direct violation of the Posse Comitatus Act, which was designed to restrict such actions. Despite Hochul's deployment of National Guard troops, a shooting occurred on a Brooklyn subway platform just a few weeks after the military was stationed in the subways.
It's better to be safe than sorry,
Despite the massive increase in crime in New York, Mayor Adams has declared that New York City is, quote, the safest big city in America. You have to stand in awe at the gaslighting and outright lies of the politicians and their lackey little minions. They really do think you're stupid. Many of the shelters and hotels being used to house illegals have been turned into open brothels and drug dens. Numerous once thriving U.S. cities are rapidly deteriorating into third world hellholes. It's the same in much of Western Europe as this war on Western civilization intensifies. In February 2024, a young nursing student by the name of Lakin Riley went for a run near the campus at the University of Georgia. She was bludgeoned to death by a criminal who was in the United States illegally from Venezuela. In one of the most sickening displays of pandering and grotesque, despicable virtue signaling, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi corrected a reporter on her language when she referred to the murderer as an illegal, even though he's here illegally. Pelosi brushed the murder under the rug as she told the reporter that they don't like to say the word illegal. They use the term undocumented. That's right. We wouldn't want to offend the vicious, murdering, scumbag criminal by referring to him as illegal now, would we? Now, that seemed more important to Nancy Pelosi than the young lady who was heartlessly killed by that violent piece of shit. Both Pelosi and the killer, Jose Ibarra, are vile creatures. And remember also to never use the word pedophile. It may offend people who rape children. All eyes are on the southern border. Meanwhile, the northern border of the U.S. has seen a 240% increase in illegal crossings. Over 12,000 have crossed since 2023. Lately, we've seen a growing number of illegals that are squatting in people's homes, and in many states, the law is on their side. In March 2024, a Queens, New York woman was arrested for changing the locks on her million-dollar home that was being occupied by squatters. She was taken away in handcuffs, and the people illegally occupying her property were allowed to stay in her house. It is now legal in many parts of America to steal people's houses. The demonization of white people has taken on a whole new dimension in recent years. This, of course, is done to stoke division among the stupid masses that cannot see beyond skin color. Apparently, Caucasians are the cause of all the world's problems. In his infinite wit, Biden declared on more than one occasion that white supremacy was the greatest threat that America faces.
The most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy.
It's not traitorous, warmongering politicians, illegal invaders, or fake pandemics. Oh, no, no. It's white folks. And don't think for one minute that it's Jewish supremacy, you anti-Semite.
Anti-Semite.
The United States and several Western European nations are encouraging the replacement of their own populations with people from other countries that do not understand or respect Western culture and law. Many are criminals that have been released and continue their crimes in Western countries. Send us your tired, your poor, your degenerate criminals. Along the border of Colombia and Panama lies an area called the Darien Gap, which facilitates and aids large numbers of illegals. Busloads of invaders are shipped from the gap to the American border every day. The 66-mile stretch is treacherous, and many migrants are raped, robbed, or murdered along the way. This area is used by drug and human traffickers, and again, it's important to understand that the U.S. government and many NGOs are facilitating this with stolen tax money from gullible Americans. It is also alleged that the gap is utilized as training grounds for enemy combatants. Thousands of suspects on the terror watch list have crossed the border, and the plan is to flood America and Western Europe with military-aged men who will activate when ordered to. The American government is also proposing a fast track to citizenship for illegals that serve in the U.S. military. Will they turn on the American population, kill, and incarcerate them if ordered to do so? You bet they will. This is a coordinated operation to destabilize and eventually destroy Western society. Courts are ruling in favor of criminals and showing their blatant contempt for America and her people, and still, so many cannot see it or flat out refuse to. Governments that are supposed to operate in the best interests of the people have gone to war against them. Violent crimes are surging massively everywhere in the world where the floodgates of immigration have been opened. The idea is to cause chaos and collapse and to build a new world order from the ashes of fallen civilizations. Two organizations that are crucial in facilitating this massive influx of illegals are HIAS, H-I-A-S, the Hebrew International Aid Society, and the IOM, the International Organization for Migration, which both operate with U.S. taxpayer money to aid in the destruction of America through this weaponized immigration. Recently, the Senate passed a bill that would provide massive funding for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, but there is nothing in the bill to offer aid to secure America's borders. The bill would provide $60 billion more for Ukraine to continue its losing war against Russia. The bill proposes $28 billion for Israel to continue their ethnic cleansing of the Palestinian people and $8 billion for Taiwan. Billions upon billions are being funneled into the Ukraine money laundering operation and Israel's ethnic cleansing of Palestinians, and millions have been pledged to continue to support this invasion of America, not to limit it. And as an aside, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you saw this, there was a film of the senators on the floor of the Senate cheering and waving Ukrainian flags while the American border is completely overrun and our infrastructure is under attack. It's absolutely despicable. See, mass immigration is not the only way Western nations are being attacked and targeted for extermination, ladies and gentlemen. Food processing and distribution facilities have been burning down in the U.S. since 2021. Hundreds of them. We've seen massive, quote, wildfires that have destroyed places like Lahaina in Hawaii and vast acreage in Canada. We've seen the ridiculous man-made climate change scam gather momentum. We've seen attacks on local farmers and ranchers all across Western society and so much else as humanity is attacked from every vector. And let's not forget the massive explosion of fast-acting cancers that have been occurring all over the world since the rollout of the poisonous bioweapon injections. Now, when you realize the sheer number of food plants that have been destroyed, not just in the U.S., but all over the world, it is staggering. Industrial fires and accidents do occur, but there is no way these are all accidents. The food supply is under direct attack, not only through the sabotage of distribution and processing plants, but also by direct assault on livestock through the new and improved hyped scamdemic. Same old story. But you know, the script is getting old and predictable. Farmers have been paid to destroy their crops since the COVID fake pandemic, and now, with the bird flu hype, millions of chickens are being slaughtered and cows are next because the experts say the virus can jump from chickens to cows and even to humans. I'm sure they use the PCR to test the chickens for the bird flu. Then when one tests positive, the entire flock must be destroyed. I smell a rat. Will the bird flu be the next pandemic launched to usher in medical tyranny? It certainly appears like a likely scenario. On March 26, 2024, the 1.6-mile-long Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore was struck by a container vessel and subsequently collapsed into the Patapsco River. This is absolutely devastating to the U.S. infrastructure. The Port of Baltimore receives automobiles, farming and construction equipment, fertilizers, and hazardous chemicals such as propane and diesel fuel. It is the second busiest port in America for hazardous materials. With the bridge down, transport has been crippled as that region is the gateway to the south through the I-95 corridor and to the heartland. At around 1:30 a.m., the container vessel, the Dolly, lost power, made an unusual turn, and crashed into one of the bridge's support pylons, sending it crashing into the water. Investigative journalist Lara Logan claimed that intelligence sources confirmed that this was the result of a cyber attack. We need to question everything these days, especially given the media's track record of telling endless lies and relentlessly pushing their propaganda. There are some very curious and fishy things surrounding this event. Logan claimed, quote, "The GPS systems that drive these boats are not encrypted. When a Navy ship crashed into a cargo ship not that long ago, it was a cyber attack that made that happen. I know they are saying this was not nefarious. How do they know so quickly? I am not sure, but given how often they lie, I am going to reserve judgment for now and keep asking questions." And she said further, quote, "All the SCADA systems that run our critical infrastructure like sewage, electrical grid, shipping, etc., are all wide open systems with no encryption because it's too expensive. They can shut us down anytime they want. Almost immediately, and with no investigation, all the mainstream press was declaring that the event was an accident. Now that's some fancy detective work. Red flag number one. We should also consider technology. Can a vessel that contains an onboard computer navigational system be hacked and remote controlled? Yes, it can. Now, I'm not suggesting that's what happened, but we should consider it. The ports are crippled, and it will take years to rebuild the bridge. If this was an attack, it was a very strategic one. Immediately, Biden went before the cameras and declared that the federal government was prepared to cover the costs of removal of the collapsed bridge and the eventual construction of a new one. Red flag number two. This will take years and billions of dollars. Wouldn't the insurance companies be liable? If the government pays for the damages, then there would be no investigation. Case closed in less than 24 hours. Now, ladies and gentlemen, where was the maritime pilot? Okay? A maritime or harbor pilot is an extensively trained navigational expert employed by the port, not by the shipping company. So this pilot is paid directly by the port for which they're employed. And they're paid to perform various duties in accordance with maritime law and shipping regulations. Now, one of the harbor pilot's main tasks is to navigate vessels safely through ports and harbors, you know, so that they don't crash into fucking bridges. So, where was the harbor pilot? Red flag number three. At the time of this writing, the ship's captain is being blamed for the event. Had the harbor pilot transferred control of the vessel back to the captain before the crash? Container vessels maintain data-gathering black boxes, much like aircraft. It was reported that 2 minutes of data was missing from the recorder. This always seems to happen. Oftentimes during events, surveillance cameras just so happen to fail and black boxes malfunction. Red flag number four. The bridge collapse has caused a massive logistical and structural catastrophe. It will take from 3 to 5 years minimum to rebuild the bridge and many months to clear the debris from the river. All the ships now carrying hazardous materials must be rerouted. Hazardous materials and oversized loads cannot be transported through tunnel systems, so again, this is absolutely crippling to American critical infrastructure. Was the ship's navigational system hacked? I think that's a plausible suggestion. Former National Security Advisor General Michael Flynn referred to the bridge collapse as a, quote, black swan event, which is defined thusly. A high-impact event that is difficult to predict under normal circumstances, but that in retrospect appears to have been inevitable. A black swan event is unexpected and therefore difficult to prepare for, but it is often rationalized with the benefit of hindsight as having been unavoidable. Less than 2 weeks after the collapse of the Key Bridge, a container vessel lost control of its propulsion system and came to rest right near the Verrazano Bridge in New York. On March 30th, a barge crashed into a bridge in the Arkansas River in Oklahoma. Thankfully, there were no damages or casualties reported. Then, on April 11th, 26 barges in the Ohio River broke loose and smashed into floating docks, causing extensive damage. After the train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, on February 3rd, 2023, that caused a horrendous chemical spill, we immediately saw a spate of derailments and trucking accidents involving the spilling of hazardous chemicals. If a nation at war wants to destroy another nation, they would first target infrastructure, communication systems, and other vital structures to weaken it. I believe that is what is occurring, and I get this very compelling feeling that both the train derailment in Ohio and the bridge collapse in Baltimore were strategic attacks. Is this death by a thousand cuts? Not that it matters much, but I don't think there will be an election this year. I believe that catastrophic engineered events will suspend the election as the criminal cabal takes its kill shot at America. We are witnessing more orchestrated scamdemics, major attacks on crucial infrastructure, weaponized immigration, the deliberate dismantling of the U.S. military, economic devastation, legalized criminality, demoralization, and manufactured chaos on a massive scale. What will it take to convince people that we are at war and to prepare? I think something big is coming very soon. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much once again for taking your time to listen with an open mind. I always greatly appreciate it. I know it's been a little while, but again, it was great spending time with you, and I certainly appreciate your time. I know that most of my readers and listeners will be familiar with this information, But please, if you know someone that's on the fence or maybe not as familiar as you are with the information, please feel free to share this with them on any and all platforms that you think it might have a reach. So thanks again, ladies and gentlemen. I hope to be doing this again soon. And again, it was great spending time with you. Take care. Walk in peace.
It's better to be safe than sorry.
The most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy.
Anti-Semite.